Welcome to Procrastination Pod Day 9. This is Joseph Tame in Tokyo. It is Monday the 13th of January 2014. It's about 10 to 1 in the morning, so it's Tuesday morning on the 14th. And today was my birthday, yesterday was my birthday. And I know I missed a couple of days of Procrastination Pod. Now, did that mean I spent 2 days procrastinating? No, it did not. Oh, no. We have not been procrastinating at all. We've been extremely productive, which I'm very happy about. And anyway, just noticed that the battery has been left switched on my special helmet. Anyway, that's a different matter. So today was actually looking back or thinking about it, perhaps not the way that I would usually choose to spend my birthday. I spent almost the entire day in Basecamp, organising Basecamp and Google Drive for TEDx Tokyo, which is taking place in May, and which this is all in an attempt to not allow it to get out of hand and become much too much work for very few people, which is what happened last year. And I think a key part of the reason why that happened was a lack of organisation and leadership, including by myself. So yes, anyway, so this year we're making a big concerted effort to make this a really positive experience for everyone involved, and part of that is it involves organising the teams early and getting it all happening. So that's what we're doing. So yes, I spent my birthday organising all those documents, and I guess there is quite a degree of satisfaction. We finished the day with about inbox of 3. But all along I was intending to actually spend time doing what I really wanted to do, which was to further develop the helmet for the Tokyo Marathon, the broadcast helmet. I have now secured some additional LEDs to put on top of this helmet, and I wanted to fit them. Didn't quite get around to it, but I'll do that another day. And this morning, another bit of anti-procrastination. We took our son to the British Embassy, registered his birth for, how old is he now? He's like 3.5 months old, so it took us a while to do that, but finally we did that. And also then, the next stage is to get his passport. Typically, I would have procrastinated and not applied for the passport because it's like a pain in the bum and it costs a lot of money. Just like registering his birth, it actually costs us 30,000 yen. 10,000 yen for a single certificate, 20,000 yen just to register the birth, an extortionate amount of money. Now the passport is an additional £100. But anyway, normally I wouldn't have got on applying for that, but I thought, no, I'm not going to procrastinate. So actually, as we were walking home, I was checking the requirements online on my phone. When I got home, I then filled out the form, printed it out, and have it all ready to get the send off for a counter signature and get the photos and get the passports together and stuff like that. So it's really remarkable, you know, this anti-procrastination thing is working well. Another thing was finally I managed to reset the patio, one of our balconies. They've just the other day removed the gondola thing that's been parked outside our 14th floor window. We're about 60 metres up. It's been parked there for a few months. They finally finished, and I thought rather than let the... I'd taken all the wooden floorboards or the wooden flooring up from the balcony so they could waterproof it, and normally I would have just left it because we're not going to go outside because it's so cold, but I thought, no, I better do that now while the iron is hot, so to speak, or while the weather is cold, and reset all the plants and things like that. So there's another bit of anti-procrastination at work. So, and it really is as a result of this project that I'm doing, seriously. Other things, little things, and just being trying to be a little bit more helpful around the house. I know I could still be a little bit more helpful, but yes, doing things there, and generally feeling quite good. So now I'm 36 years old, so I feel that's kind of an important birthday for some reason. So this year is going to be, it might turn out to be not 100 days, but it might turn out to be a year of anti-procrastination, because it's it's just going really well. Only thing I didn't get around to doing was going running, and perhaps that was procrastination, but I don't think so. It's more a case of priorities and just not being able to fit that in. I really wanted to get the whole TEDx Tokyo thing wrapped up and done, because it's one of those kind of, you know, data organization things that I didn't want to leave hanging, because I feel that if we don't, as leaders, get things organized now, then the rest of the team is going to fall into a false sense of not having to do anything. So there we go. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up there. So that's it for my 36th birthday procrastination podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Ta-ra for now. Bye-bye.